Oh my god. I know, right? I can't believe my luck. This is like the best job ever. I just sit here with my feet up all day, barely doing anything. And as long as I remember to take my medicine on an hourly basis, then the staff doesn't even seem to care. Do you fucking mind? Wait your turn. Can't you see I'm on an important work call, you impatient little shit? Some people, they're just so rude. Anyway, what were we talking about? I swear, it's like I'm getting dumber by the day. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the rumors around the previous receptionist? I know. Like, apparently she, uncovered this big scandal to do with what's going on inside the storage facility, and she threatened Dr. Shippy. Like, she'd tell the authorities. Then they got in this big argument, and no one's heard from her since. I guess she just up and left one day. Oh my god. Imagine. Oh. Anyways, Dr. Shippy is like a total goddess. She has the best boobs I've ever seen. Did you know she did her own breast enlargement? With no anesthetic or anything. What an absolute badass. Meanwhile, that snooty receptionist, what a total bitch, am I right? What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah, you're right. I suppose I better get to some of these patients. See you soon, babe. Kisses. Welcome back, patient 207. My sincerest apologies about the delay. We're very busy here at the new Foundation for Experimental Scientific Research. Just get you checked in. Oh, sorry, I have to reach past you. Okay. If my forms are correct, then you are due your weekly checkup, correct? If it's all right with you, then I'd like to ask you a few questions. Just to check on your treatment's progress thus far. Remember, there are no wrong answers, and please make sure to have your glass of water handy as always, and keep yourself hydrated. It is advised you take your first sip right away and put on a condom to be extra, extra safe. There's no need to be embarrassed. We're professionals here, and have seen it all by now. We won't judge or stare too much. As Dr. Shippy always says, stay hydrated and safety first. I forget that one sometimes. I forget a lot of things lately. Oh, but I've never been happier since I started working here. So, on with the questionnaire. Don't worry, this is just a quick recap. How would you describe your ability to concentrate in the last few weeks? Good. Very good, in fact. And how would you describe your overall levels of arousal and penis muscle strength? Yes, of course. That is excellent to hear. And last but not least, do you have any memory of the previous procedure itself? Be it vague or vivid. Sorry. You do? You can remember quite a lot. Are you quite sure about that? You'd like to launch an official complaint for mistreatment and malpractice? Hold on for just 1 second there, darling. I am positive we can get this totally resolved and your medicine adjusted immediately. Here, take my hand, and I will escort you personally to Dr. Shelby's operating theater. Now, make sure to take some really, really big gulps of that water. It's good for you. The nurse is a truly talented lady, and it's got lots of happy, healthy, relaxing chemicals and nutrients inside. But the best bit is it tastes just like regular water, which is great. Here, let's take a big swig of it together. You drink yours, and I'll drink mine. For me, one for you. And just relax as best you can. Down into that happy, floaty place. Slowing your breathing. Slowing your mind. One, two, three. Doesn't that just feel so lovely and refreshing? And 3, 2, 1. I'll take that so you don't drop it. Slow your breathing. Slow your heart rate. You are doing so well, patient 207. And here we are. At Dr. Shibby's door already. I better get back to my desk. Best of luck with your corrective procedure. You're in safe hands.
Come in. You again? Fine. I'll make an exception this once. Get naked and lie down on the metal operating table. Do it. Come on, fast and all the way down. I've got other appointments to get to. Nurse, I thought you said this wouldn't fucking happen again. The storage facility is already at capacity with failed patient procedures. And don't even get me started on what we had to do to the previous receptionist.
I'm so, so sorry, Dr. Shibby. It won't happen again, I promise. Well, I have adjusted the latest formula accordingly. Please don't make me take a higher dosage myself. It would be extremely dangerous.
We'll see. Do you have the buckles fastened as tight as you can? I don't want this one to squirm.
Yes, Doctor. His neck, secured. His shoulders unable to move. His lovely muscular arms fastened in place. His wrists going nowhere. His torso double strapped. His hips barely able to fuck or thrust. His knees not a problem. His ankles are off.
Very good. According to his file, the patient requires a more severe and accelerated corrective surgery than I'd first anticipated. That is a shame. I liked this one. Nurse, insert the reprogramming device into his rectum.
Yes, Doctor, of course. Good boy. Can you feel Nurse's gloved latex finger? Don't wriggle. Come on. You're gonna be a good slut while we fix you, while I push my fingers inside. Loop up your little buckle. Such a greedy ass. You're a greedy slut, aren't you? Can you feel the bulbous head of the rubber plug against your asshole? So big and thick.
You like being full, don't you? From all your reconditioning here. You love it when you're plugged and hooked up to our machine. Nearly there, sweetie. Until... pop. There we go.
Doctor, the patient's corrective suppository device has been fully inserted. Very good. Well done, nurse. Now that you're fully hooked up, patient 07, we can begin recalibrating your brain with the aid of my patented chip and plug. Luckily, this is not your first time on my operating table, and you've already had the chip installed, which is excellent and saves plenty of time. Unfortunately, you are proving resilient to my methods thus far. Your squishy little brain just won't do as it's told, now will it? It keeps trying to reset itself. I like that, though. I like it when they put up a fight. I like it. When all that is left after I'm done with you is a puddle where your ego once was. Reality shattered into a thousand little pieces. For my chip to reassemble into a better you. Made by me, Dr. Shippy. For that reason, I'm going to administer a milking procedure through your prostate. Your penis is going to swell, stiffen, tighten, and become extremely erect until it begins leaking all that trapped semen from those balls into the condom. I shouldn't even need to touch needy, greedy, suckable, fuckable cock like yours. You're that much of a slut. I can milk it all out from your ass. Turn on the plug, nurse, and monitor his vitals whilst the chip starts the synchronization process.
Does that feel good, slut? Can you feel the vibrations start to buzz across your body as your ass squeezes against the rubber invader rim deep inside you? Such a good patient. Keep squeezing it. You're doing wonderful.
Doctor, would you like me to initiate a pre-established brainwashing reconditioning sequence? No, that shouldn't be necessary. Nurse, I just need to remind the patient of their conditioning, and it should start flooding and gushing and searching back to them.
Are you sure? That's very dangerous.
It's not uncommon for them to start reciting their brainwashing or mumble incoherently. Instead, increase his medication dosage and strengthen the chip's automation override functionality.
Yes, doctor, as you wish. Chip automation set to maximum.
Feel the grip I have over your mind, your body, your cock. My voice wrapping around your mind, squeezing it, clenching it. Clench for me, slut. Clench around the plug invading your asshole. Squeeze the pleasure out, rhythmically clenching and unclenching. Clenching and unclenching. I want you to love squeezing that plug. I want you to love being filled. I want you to crave it, to adore it. I want it to make you so horny that you could have an orgasm. I want it to make you so aroused that you do literally anything to come from having your ass. patient for a condom on their cock. Focus on the plug in your ass. Focus on how good it feels, how big it is. Now I want you to start to gently squeeze it. You can start by tensing your butt cheeks as though you're trying to lift your hips up from the table. And just hold it there for as long as you can. Focusing on how good it feels. Focusing on contracting those muscles. And then when they feel tired, releasing. Tensing and clenching. Once more. Does it feel good when I snap at the same time? Good fucking slut and better. Holding it a little bit tighter this time. Curling your muscles inwards, inwards to your asshole. Hugging the block. Gripping it like your life depends on it. Feel this wave of pure pleasure each and every time you clench around the plug, milking your prostate, milking your mind. Continue clenching, continue holding it there for as long as you can, training your muscles to naturally respond to every clench. Training them to hold it longer, hold it stronger. Training your mind to feel more and more pleasure with each repetition. And the more practiced you become at milking your prostate, the better it will feel. Now clench up once more. Clench and focus all the pleasure seeping from the plug and pulling inside you. As you become aware of a new group of muscles that are starting to be squeezed. Muscles between your anus and scrotum. The perineum. Squeezing these muscles will help transfer the pleasure you feel in your ass to your cock. Milking your entire erogenous area for a holistic draining of all pleasure. Clench and hold. Holding as many muscle groups as you can. Feeling your prostate so tight against the plug. Feeling your cock start to respond with each clench. Good patient. I can see her cock is starting to stand to attention. What a beautifully erect penis. Blood flow to the shaft has increased significantly, and the skin around the patient's shaft is beginning to become rather tight. He is close to ejaculation. Nurse, why don't you perform some manual and oral stimulation to more closely monitor his vitals?
Oh, yes, doctor. Thank you, doctor.
Squeeze those muscles. Clench. Milk to milk. Ten. Stay there for the rest of your life. Nurse, make a note in my diary and schedule them in for a repeat weekly visitations to fully cement the synchronization between their brain, chip, and plug.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Doctor, of course, Doctor. You did so well. You're a quivering mess. With each repetition, you'll get better and better and better. Now come with me. It's time to go down to the storage facility until your next appointment.
Wait. Hold on a minute. Don't take him away just yet, nurse.
As you wish. What is it, Doctor? What have you noticed?
I have just been going through the patient's notes and, well, we almost forgot to make the patient take their medicine. Oh, my. I just love this bit. Nurse, unbuckle the patient's wrists, but leave the rest of him strapped down and secure.
Yes, Doctor.
Let me just stay still. Come on. Not long left. You'll learn to love it. There we go. His hands are free from their restraints.
Excellent. Patient, it is perfectly normal to be in a docile, hazy state right now. However, I would like you to reach down to your groin and remove the condom from around your penis. Be careful, mind you. As you may have noticed, you produced an impressive semen sample, which we wouldn't want to spill, now would we? Go on. Take it off, nice and slow. Take your time. I'll wait. 2 points at least. Have you got it off? Not spilled any, I hope. Good boy. Now, nurse, hold his mouth open if you would be so kind. Don't struggle and do not gulp it down. Good boy. Pour it all into your mouth. You're doing so well. I wish I could taste all the yummy, yummy gum. Hold it in your mouth. It's for your own good, you fucking slut. I know a lot of boys, the most difficult bit is getting over the revulsion of tasting their own cum. I could let you ease yourself in. Let you lick your fingers or just have a little bit of time, but no. You fucking take it all, slut. Pour it in. Obey. And hold it there. Fucking do it, slut. Don't get distracted, nurse. Make sure he doesn't swallow any. As he poured it all in his mouth.
Yes, doctor. What an obedient, greedy slut. He'll do anything for Dr. Shippy. Is it all salty and kinda disgusting? Poor boy. You'll learn to love eating here and come once the doctor is done with you. Just like me. I love eating gum. Maybe if the doctor's feeling really, really kind, she'll let me share it with you. You're so sweet.
You see, I read your file. I know this is what you really want. To be a depraved, cum-eating little slut. You can pretend that, ew, it's gross and icky, all you want. But your psychological assessment begs to differ. You want this. This is a form of aversion therapy. There really is no other option for a case such as yourself. Being forced to debase yourself. Forced to eat your own cum in front of 2 gorgeous women from your dreams. It gets you off, doesn't it? Even though you've just come. You're a quivering mess of endorphins and adrenaline right now. Well, patient, be truthful. How does it feel to have your mouth full of all that delicious cum I was so gracious as to extract from you? You really are a depraved fucking slut. A mouthful of cum in front of your doctor just because I told you to. But that's exactly the point. I order it and you obey like a good patient should. Isn't that fucking right? Say it. I don't fucking care that you've got a mouthful of jizz. Gargle on it for all I care, but you will answer when I demand it. You're a fucking cum slut for Dr. Shibby, aren't you?
Come on, sweetie. Say, yes, Dr. Shibby, I'm a cum slut. Oh, that was adorable. I could almost make out what you were trying to say.
Good. Let's try some more questions to monitor your progress. How do you feel having a mouthful of cum? Oh dear, oh dear. Wrong answer. Increase the dosage, nurse. Let's try again. How do you feel with a mouthful of your own cum? Wrong again. Nurse, help him out.
Come on, Sadie. You can do this. How does it make you feel having all this squishy, salty semen swishing around in your mouth? I bet you just want to gulp it all down now, don't you? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Go on, say it. Really mean it. Really, really submissive like this, don't you? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Good boy. You're doing so well. You're getting the hang of this now. Does it make you feel really proud to serve and obey Dr. Shippy in this way? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Very good. See, she's smiling now. She loves it when patients embrace their humiliation in front of her. You're gonna feel whatever Dr. Shippy wants you to feel, aren't you? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Good boy. That is exactly what the doctor wants to hear. Because you don't hate the taste of your own cum at all now, do you? You love your cum. Yes, Dr. Shippy. Tasting your own cum makes you feel so happy and helpless now, doesn't it? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Why don't you just try swirling your tongue around in your mouth? Make sure your lips and tongue and everything is fully coated. Yes, Dr. Shippy. You love this taste so much that every time you come from now on, there's going to be that little nagging voice in the back of your head saying, wouldn't it be so sexy to taste a little bit? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Wouldn't it be so hot to taste a lot of it? Yes, Dr. Shippy. Wouldn't it be fucking orgasmic to always eat my cum?
Yes. Dr. Shippy.
Thank you, nurse. See, that wasn't so hard, now was it, slut? Since you've been a satisfactory patient and held all that cum in your mouth for so long, I'm going to allow you to swallow it in a moment. I expect you to thank me properly as you do. Make sure to say thank you, Dr. Shippy, as you swallow it down. If you are so inclined, you may also use manual hand stimulation to ejaculate for a second time as you swallow down your semen. Usually, I would find this highly inappropriate and against my professional code of conduct, but recent studies do seem to indicate it increases the success rate of reinforcing the implanted conditioning. Try not to spray any over my scrubs, or I'll make you lick that off as well.
Start stroking, sweetie. Such a good boy.
Doctor, may I commence a countdown for the patient for swallowing down all his cum? Submit.
Show her how much you want to gulp down all that cum.
No. done, nurse. I'm impressed. His vital signs look somewhat out of sorts, but that is to be expected after such a humiliating act of debasement. I'm sure they'll pick up after the 10th or 100th dose of his new medication. Nurse, cancel my appointments for the rest of the day. I believe patient 207 is going to require many, many repeat prescriptions.
Yes, doctor, I believe they do. We'll be seeing you again very soon.